Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. I wanted to share with you a quick thought. This morning I saw in the Maharal of Prague a very interesting thing where he says that the three regalim, the three main holidays of Judaism, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, interestingly enough, they take place in the balanced months of the year, the balanced weather months of the year. You have Pesach is in Nisan, which is like spring. Sukkot is kind of like in the fall time. And also Shavuot isn't really given a date in the Torah. It says it's 50 days or 7 weeks, 50 days after Pesach. So it's in that way, and if we understand what Shavuot is, which is a separate conversation, it's really attached also to Pesach. So it's interesting that our holidays fall in months that the weather is balanced out. It doesn't go to any extremes. And the Maharal of Prague explains that the reason is because that is a time for Kedusha, that is a time for holiness. Why? Because things aren't going to extremes. Because, and so it's interesting, we learn a lot from this, that what he's viewing as an aspect of holiness is not to be taken away by your body, by society, by emotions, to one extreme or another. Not to be owned by one characteristic or another characteristic. Rather, to be able to maintain that balance, to maintain ownership, to be able to kind of get to a place of consciousness and awareness beyond what you're patterns might have been, or you might have certain patterns or pulls to go one way or another. Nevertheless, to be able to go outside that and say, okay, I'm going to use this trait for this particular situation and to a certain measurement of it, because that's what the situation calls for. And then in a different situation comes up, I'll use the opposite trait, but also in a measured way. And this is the path of holiness, a path of personal ownership, a path of not being subject to one extreme or another, to one way or another, to one trait or another, but rather to be beyond that and be able to strike a balance. My friends, you should be blessed to be able to have this perspective and to be able to strike these balances in our lives by way of being conscious and being able to get outside of ourselves and our pulls and our patterns, in order to have that inner freedom and personal freedom and personal ownership and mastery, to be able to be the master of our traits and not have our traits be the master over us. Have a great one.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.